The Wisconsin Newspaper Association and the Wisconsin Historical Society both want to keep today's news around for future readers. The plan expands the Newspaper Association's current clipping service, with whole pages of local papers being digitized as high-resolution PDF files. The WNA's Peter Fox says the staff then saves these files for the Historical Society, which prevents a lot of hassle.
What the Historical Society would do, they have to acquire whichever Wisconsin newspapers they wanted to preserve, inventory them, photograph them, then move them over to microfilm images, a very lengthy and laborious procedure.
The digital format also spares Wisconsin's newspapers from mold, humidity, dust, and mice. But Helmut Knies of the Wisconsin Historical Society's Archives Division says they're still working out how to best store and protect these documents from electronic hazards. Knies says the project serves their core mission well.
The Historical Society has been in the business of documenting and preserving Wisconsin history since the 1840s, and the acquisition, management, preservation of newspaper content, it's probably one of the best, if not the best, ways we have of documenting what happens on a daily and weekly basis throughout all 72 counties and hundreds of small communities.
Kinney says they're using state, private, and federal money, including a $50,000 digitization fund, to preserve more than 300 Wisconsin papers. They started from April 2005 and hope to catch up to current editions by next year. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.